Good morning. We're continuing Chayodom, Chalmim Gimel. We're starting Simon Gimel. Peres Mevusholim Im Basar. So a person makes a combination of some type of fruit or together with meat. Shkorn Epel Tzimis or Fleiman Tzimis. So, they're only called carrot tzimis. Excuse me. So this is apple tzimis. So you have meat and you have apples in it, or you have meat and you have plums in it, your prunes. The kedoma, something of that sort. So the Chayyim says nearly then tzorach levorech. So these do not require a bracha during the meal. When he's eating this concoction during the meal. Now he says, why? Shame nothing. Tefelim, tefelah lebasar, vabasar lelechem. We know that basar is considered something which is coming, meat which is something which is coming to accompany the bread. It's something which is considered for satiation purposes. It's not part of the meal. The main purpose of this type of food is to come, the apples are to come to enhance the flavor of the meat. The goal over here isn't to have meat-flavored apples, it's to have apple-flavored, apples-spiced meat. So therefore, it's simple that there's no need for a brocha on it, because it's a tuffel to the basar, and the basar is a tuffel to the lechem. So we can have such a concept. So let's say a person eats applesauce. So applesauce is something a person can eat at the end of the meal, and at that point in time, it's not coming to me malafis, it's coming for tanug, etc. But a person has applesauce together with his latkes during the meal. So the purpose of the applesauce is to enhance the latkes, and the latkes, as being made from potatoes, are there to be part of the meal, and therefore there'd be no shaila that there's no need to make a bracha. So you make a recipe which is you have chicken or you have. Various different types of fruits together with pineapple and other different things together with that. So all of those are going to be included in the bracha. Now, there is a different scenario which the Chelem doesn't touch on directly, or doesn't bring that opinion directly, that if a person, his goal with the apples, he makes it in a food which is clearly, the way you eat it is to be for the purposes of satiation. So then it becomes tuffel to the bread, simply because the way the food is prepared. So that there is such a concept in halacha where a person makes a fruit soup. So a fruit soup is something which normally is used to be part of the regular meal. It's not used to be dessert. It's not used for tainug. It's used to be part of the regular meal. So the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Kuf Ayin Zayin, in the Bir Halacha, says in a country where there's a lot of fruits and they cook them, and use them as part of their meals on a regular basis, so that has a din of a tavshil, and it's included in the regular din of lechem. Maybe the reason Lechayim doesn't talk about it, because you see from the language of Mishnah Berurah, that wasn't common where they were. They didn't have the type of ribuy. He says in the places in the world where they have the ribuy of peiros, where they're able to use these peiros as opposed to just for like a dessert type of thing, but to be regularly part of the meals. And it's prepared in such a way that that's obvious, that's what it's for. So even if people always eat apples during the meal, we still don't know what the purpose is. But if people make certain dishes with apples, which would indicate that their goal is, so a person makes an apple kugel type of a thing. The way we usually do that is we serve that during the meal. So besides the fact that the mezonos is the ikar, the Chayyim is going to talk about that case later on. Even if you would make it on Pesach, where there's no mezonos and you make it out of potato starch, so arguably the bracha over there is going to be ho'etz. There's more fruits than there is potato starch. But the derech is to eat it as part of a meal, and therefore there's no, we don't get involved in this question of whether you have to make a bracha of ha'etz on it or not, because it's made in such a way that people normally eat it as part of the meal. So the Chayyim is giving us a case where you cook it in a dish. He argues the reason why you don't make a bracha is because it's tovel to the basar. So besides that, there's this other argument that it's made in such a type of a dish. The goal, the usage usually is going to be as a meal type food. So in that case, there would not be need for bracha, irregardless whether it's a tovel to the basar or not. Have a good morning.